We're back.
Woo!
Welcome to the Chef Points podcast. We are many, many weeks removed from doing this. I don't even remember the last one that we did. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I'm very, very excited to be back here with my good friends, Logan and Jackson, and I'm Jake Freeman. We are your hosts of Automotive Chaos. Because it's probably what this is going to divulge into.
Probably.
Some sort of chaotic talk about automotive world. So in the off season, we talked about it a little bit. We wanted to kind of really we go through. By the way, there's a whole process before we start this to get everything set, and Jackson still doesn't do it before we get on here. All right.
Oh,
so we talked about it a little bit. We wanted to kind of shake up the structure just a little bit, not really changing a lot. Just wanted to kind of add like a segment where we just kind of talk about the automotive world in general, whether it be like quirky stories or in coming from the manufacturers, the downfall of the electric vehicle. I would like for that to be a topic at least every week.
Cool. With that.
and then basically talking about the races and stuff. Hopefully, you know, as the season goes on, we'll come up with some other ideas, potentially having some guests on here and there. We've talked about that as well. But that turns into us actually having to be professional, and that's a struggle. So we're going to have to work on that a little bit.
I will struggle in giving up the hoodie. I can put a tie around the
hoodie. Okay, I got you.
Tuxedo shirts.
Oh, that would be good.
If we could all get one of those, yeah.
I can deal with that.
That's professional.
Fine. Dudes, stay on.
Yeah, I got to keep the hey dudes on. That's fair. All right, guys, what have you guys been into?
A whole lot of nothing, dude. Work.
Just work.
That's really about it, yeah.
Nothing exciting happened since the last time we were
around.
Spending
time with family, went to Pigeon Forge, normal stuff you do around here.
Yeah, that's fair. You did the Christmas thing. We did the Thanksgiving stuff, which we... I don't know if we had met since Thanksgiving. Man, it's been that long.
We have.
Okay, I'm talking about on here.
I don't know.
I know we have. Yeah, I know we have. Jackson, you? Anything exciting happen? Yeah, work. I know that. Yeah. Everyone knows that. They don't care about that on there. Those guys don't care. they just assume that's all we do is this.
I wish that I was financially stable enough to not work. And
that would be great.
Have some interesting stories.
That's what everyone wants. All right, guys. So how are we going to kick us off? We're going to change it up this time. So we're going to go straight into the news.
I mean, we can. Sure. All right. Why not?
Well, yes,
something
yeah.
different for season two. You got anything to start off with?
No, you guys kick it off. I want you guys to start it.
Something that has popped up recently here in the past couple months since its release. Everybody has been super hyped about the Cybertruck release, right?
Yeah. I had a feeling this topic was going to come up.
Oh, of course.
We don't discuss this before we get in the room, by the way.
No, these are all surprises. I knew this topic was coming up. I'm both happy and upset that it looks the exact same as the original concept. I wanted it to not look as much like a cheese wedge, yeah. But I think the funniest thing...
You should know Papa Elon better than that.
Yeah. I think the funniest thing to me that's come out of it is that people who already did their pre-orders and already gotten their trucks are super mad because they found out that they will rust in the rain.
Not only that, if you leave it outside in the morning, you get fog on it, you have to immediately clean it with the Tesla-approved detailer.
Or else it will...
$800 a bottle.
It will corrode. And if a bird poops on it, they say you have like 30 minutes to get that off of there. Or it just...
completely ruins that spot.
Yeah,
dang. That means I'm never going to be able to have a Cybertruck because every day that I come here to Dad's shop, there are so many of those stupid little birds that crap on everything. It is ridiculous.
One of the biggest oversights, I think, in recent history.
You have to use special soap to wash it.
Also so $800 a bottle.
It's so tedious.
And after you use the special soap to wash it, you have to apply the special protectant.
That's also $800 a bottle.
Which is water soluble to what I was reading on the forums. Is water soluble, so when it rains, the protectant
gets washed
off.
It disappears.
Man, at least there was no oversights when they built this thing. I mean, they've only been building it for like 10 years or whatever. It's been a while.
Oh, yeah.
The independent locking front and rear axles that they were like, we're going to have independent... is a software update. Mm-hmm. They haven't done it yet.
It's behind a paywall. You also have to pay $800 for that as
well. All these people are going like off-road, and they're like, I can't figure out how to lock it. And they started calling. Tesla's like, yeah.
So I'm confused. What was this feature supposed to be?
It's independent locking front and rear differentials.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Understood.
Normal selectable four-wheel drive.
Yeah, exactly.
Forerunners have had since like 1980, whatever Forerunners came out with.
Yeah.
That's why there was that meme out the gate where it's like Cybertruck's doing off-road testing. 30 minutes later, it's being pulled out of a ditch by an F-250.
I have
the future.
I have just because we're on this topic, and I saw a video about this, and I haven't got to watch it yet. But this is in Jackson's wheelhouse, so I'm giving you homework for next week.
I'm not doing it.
You will want to do this. So allegedly, the Cybertruck is bulletproof, right? Mm. Apparently, one of the big guys.
I've seen a lot of videos of people shooting them.
Yeah, there's a big.
They do stop to a degree most common handgun, shotgun, that kind of stuff.
So there's apparently a big YouTuber out there that does firearm stuff, and he has one and does some tests all the way up to a 50 caliber. So I would like for you to watch that video and then report back to us the results of it, because I didn't have time to watch it.
There is no way that thing can stop the
No, it didn't.
No, there's no chance. I don't think they say it'll stop a 50 caliber.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
And smaller calibers to a degree, I understand. Anything bigger than like...
Jake, will you buy one so I can shoot it a bunch?
No way. Absolutely not. Like I said, I don't have $1,600 to buy the waxes so I can park it in front of Dad's shop.
We'll just let yours get rusty.
Oh, okay.
Hey, big positive on the Cybertruck, though. If you close the tonneau cover and just don't use the bed, 25 miles extra range.
A whole 25 miles.
Yes.
All the way from here to Asheville.
Yep. Also, if you were to get shut into the trunk with the tonneau cover closed and someone wants to shut the tailgate.
Is that behind a paywall as well?
There's a little tiny, it's like this big, little knockout
piece.
That when you shut the tailgate and the tonneau cover, the lights go out so you can't see, so you have to find it in pitch black darkness.
There's no glow.
But it's this big.
See, this is why you should be like me and carry a flashlight in your pocket at all times.
I'm just preparing for someone
to throw me into.
But you pop that off and then you can open the tailgate.
So all these years carried a flashlight, I've just been preparing for the inevitable me being kidnapped and thrown into the tonneau cover of a Cybertruck.
Oh, God, oh, dude. There's so many little things about that that make zero sense to me.
I don't get it. I really don't.
I'll never get the hype behind the Cybertruck.
I saw one. Not the Cyber Beast, which is the 3-motor, which is actually kind of cool.
Because it's fast.
Because it's super fast.
Okay.
But it was just a base, and someone bought it and resold it. And they resold it with $50,000 tacked on because Elon Musk said he would sue you for $50,000 if you sold your truck.
Yep.
And then the person that bought it from him sold it at auction with $50,000 tacked on to it. So when Elon Musk sold him for reselling the truck that he bought from the first guy, that he could pay for it.
But what's the point? What was their gain out of this?
$193,000.
Gross.
I think it was only like 105,000 brand new.
Do you know how many junky square bodies I could bring home with $200,000? So many. So many. Not as many as you used to be able to, but I could still bring home a whole lot.
A whole fleet of Miatas.
Oh, God.
I thought you wanted something desirable.
Yeah, but if we don't care about... crash the square bodies.
Forget about it.
We could just start our own Miata league of racing by buying and selling a Cybertruck.
I can't fit in a Miata.
I mean, I definitely
can't. That's a lie, because I can fit in a Fiat 1.4 whatever Spider.
With his knees and his
teeth.
That's
a new one.
Jake's seen the picture. Have you seen the picture?
Well, that's the newer ones, though. I meant like the OG Miatas. No.
I'll probably fit that, too.
I can't. I've tried.
Yeah. I don't really have an interest in Miatas. I don't know if I could. I definitely don't think I could fit and actually like comfortably drive one.
I think that's about it on the Cybertruck aspect of it, unless you've got something.
Not about the Cybertrucks, but just the Teslas in general, which I'm considering buying a Tesla because of this. The secondhand market on the Teslas is now like it's in the toilet. Yeah, so they're super affordable.
The whole electric vehicle market is in the toilet.
Super affordable right now, though.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
You can buy them for under $20,000 with like 40,000 miles on them.
But do you get the supercharger or whatever they're called, the turbocharger, whatever's?
What?
You got to have a charger for it. I've been to the Tesla household.
The Tesla superchargers?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You have to buy...
You'd have to buy that independently. Yeah, well, how much are those?
$800.
Yeah, $800.
Is that it? Really?
No, it's more than that.
I was making a joke. Sorry.
The little...
That went way over my head.
It's not the actual Tesla one, but one that is made for is like $1,000. Is a competitor that... they'll charge Teslas, and it's much smaller, much more affordable.
Yeah. But I would love to see you drag one of those home to your house and tell your dad that you're going to install one at your house, and then watch him drill a hole in the wall. I will murder you if you ever put that on my house.
Dad's been talking about maybe getting an electric vehicle, too. Oh, he's really? Much more classy than me. He's been looking at Jaguars.
Oh, yeah. You talked to me about this. Yeah.
Yeah. He saw one at Zaxby's and he was like,
obsession with Jaguars, I find very, very funny. Like, that's such a strange thing. If you guys had met Michael Boone, you would think the same thing. You'd be like, if I was going to pick a car brand that that Michael Boone was obsessed with, it would never be Jaguars.
If I didn't know Jackson and just met him,
mm-hmm.
no prior knowledge of anything, the first thing that I think of car brand wise when I see your dad is Buick. That's what he looks like.
He looks like a Buick.
He looks like a Buick, man. Yeah, but no disrespect at all.
When I think of him, I just think of a Dodge Ram. That's where it's at.
He's owned since 1990.
Yeah, so like everything, anytime I see Michael Boone, I'm like that, and like he's like a Dodge Ram. He just keeps pulling. I mean, it's true. Basically, yeah.
I know Jackson's been, you know, both of you actually are on the topic of, you know, the EV market going, mm-hmm. the downfall of the electric vehicle. I don't know how much credit you can actually put towards that statement, though, because there's a lot of, I know the market's about to be super saturated,
because
mm-hmm. Cadillac has, like, what, 4 or 5 brand new vehicles that are coming out that are going to be EVs.
Toyota and Lexus plug-in hybrids.
Yep. Chevy's got EV versions of the Silverado, the Blazer.
This is all in the pipeline, allegedly. But there's also been a lot of discussion on everybody starting to back off of that actual conversation on if this will actually get done. Which, if you'd like to hear, I believe, and I don't have the story in front of me to quote it directly, but I'm pretty certain that they said that the plant that Ford was planning to build all the Lightnings in, it was going to take a brand new coal-fired power plant to power that building to be able to have enough energy to build the electric vehicles. Tell me that makes any sense to anyone. And misquoting that a little, yeah, sorry, but that is what I read, and it might have been a different brand than Ford.
America.
Here's where they did it wrong.
Saving the world.
Here's where they did it wrong. You have to remember, the entire city of Las Vegas is fueled by like one nuclear power plant.
I thought the majority of Las Vegas was powered from the Hoover Dam.
Is it?
Isn't that the point? Wasn't that the whole point of the Hoover Dam?
Why is it the big nuclear power station in the desert, like 100 miles from Vegas?
I don't know. We're getting way off topic of cars. We're starting to talk about environmental problems. I don't know.
No, we can't do that.
I know. I agree. I want EVs to not, like, I don't want them to, like, fail. But the way that I want EVs to go is right now, it's, at least in my view, and anybody can feel free to argue with me on this, but to the quote-unquote average consumer, mm-hmm. a lot of them are really out of reach, especially if you're looking, you know, I mean, small market share, but like around here.
Yeah. I mean, I genuinely believe that the electric vehicle probably has its place, just like the Ford Pinto had a place in some point in the past as well. I mean, the whole purpose of them, I understand, but as far as I just need the world, and especially our government specifically, to understand is that this is not the answer. Like, I mean, there's other ways, hydrogen power and things like that. That's becoming more and more of a conversation, I think.
Toyota already does that.
Do they have a hydrogen?
Honda did that long ago.
There's already a platform basis of hydrogen powered vehicles, mm-hmm. but for some reason the marketing, because people are really good at marketing now, puts you into this electric vehicle world that we kind of live in at the moment. And I just don't think it's a thing, and it's if you want one, great, and if that's what you want to do, go for it. But like, everyone's not going to be driving electric vehicles in the next 10 years. No, I don't believe that'll ever happen, you know, not even remotely.
No. And like you said, hydrogen powered cars, that's arguably a better idea, mm-hmm. if you look into it. And yeah, Toyota's already got one out. I cannot remember the name of it to save my life. It's something weird. It starts with a Y, I think.
I want to say we went to the CES show, me and my boss, back earlier this year. And one of the big manufacturers like Freightliner, like of semi trucks, they have a hydrogen powered truck that they're coming to the market with. So I can't remember if it was Freightliner or who it was, but it's one of the big name truck companies, and they had it there. I mean, it's, you know, it's a thing. Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I think if you're looking to try and solve the energy crisis, in quotes, if you will, there has to be a little of all of it.
Yeah.
Because gasoline and petroleum-based products are, I mean, we're not getting away from them anytime soon. So, you know, subsidize the market a little with all the others, whether it be solar, electric, or whatever, but just don't assume that it's going to be a switch into that whole world. Just impossible.
Well, I kicked off the electric vehicle talk. Hey. Anybody, who's next? Who's next on the news?
Give me some news, Jackson.
You not have anything?
I've got a couple more too. I'll kick into my next
you.
One.
There's the thing I sent you earlier today.
Which one? I don't know what you sent me earlier today.
Jackson sent his notes to Jake so Jake could read them and not Jackson.
Yeah, exactly.
That thing.
Oh, I haven't been on my personal Instagram today. Go ahead and talk about it. I don't know what it is.
So allegedly, someone will probably correct me on this too. Good job covering the branding.
No free marketing.
Sponsors if you want to. Renault might put up Alpine, and Andretti Global has expressed interest in purchasing if they do, since their bid got shot down.
Andretti might buy Alpine.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
You can't stop him. It's inevitable.
Let's talk about this a little. If you guys want me to rant some more.
I'm down.
That decision over... So if you guys weren't aware, Michael Andretti had a bid out to join as an 11th team on the Formula One grid. It was going to be Andretti, and they were going to be powered by Cadillac. So Andretti would have built the chassis, and then they would have put a Cadillac power into it. So you would have had an American powerhouse, an actual American team, not Haas. You would have had an actual American team join into the grid as an 11th person. And basically, the FIA says to the effect of, we think that you joining would help your brand more than it would help our brand. And we're not going to let you in because of that, because we believe that you're just using it to boost yourself with our name. If I went to some random person and I said, do you know what the FIA is, especially around here? They're going to go, the what?
No.
If I go, you heard of Cadillac? They're going to be like, rise like Cadillac, baby. Don't tell me the FIA and Formula One has a big, especially here in the U.S., which is where they're trying to grow, has a bigger brand than Cadillac and the Andretti family. The Andretti family. That's all I have to say. I don't even have to say Mario or Michael or Marco, which is the grandson of Mario. I don't have to say any of those names. You just say the Andrettis. Come on.
I think they just didn't want the big dumb Americans coming in and driving fast cars.
I'm sure that's what they're thinking, but
if they're worried about American driving quality, I can't blame them. I'm sorry, but Logan hasn't been a good example for that.
I mean, but fair.
Oh, we just put a German in the car. That'll solve it all.
I mean, I'm fine. I understand that. But you have to look at it and say, the Andretti's, if they're going to take the time and the money and the effort it takes to do all of this and enter, you know the Andretti's are going to do everything in their power not to finish last place like Haas did last year. You know, I bet Andretti with new regulations could show up and outrun the Haas team. When the regulations change in 2026, they could show up with a brand new program, brand new car, and outrun the Haas team.
Probably.
I would put money on that.
Probably.
It's so frustrating.
And it still doesn't even make it doesn't make sense at all from a marketing standpoint alone. Like forget competition in general right now. From a marketing standpoint alone, it doesn't make any sense. Because if you're not somebody who's really in the know with the news around that, you see that as them saying, new American team. No.
We don't
so
want
that's
you.
Alienating a huge
Exactly. In the market
chunk.
That they're trying to that they have over the past three seasons just dumped so much money into. Two new Grand Prix. Who knows how many millions of dollars they spent to get Las Vegas running last year. You know, I don't get it.
It's just weird.
Do not get it. And then, like I said, then you have a team like Haas that is clearly content to just run in the back. And they don't, like, they're... I don't know. It's stupid.
We got on TV.
And if you guys go back and watch one of the episodes, you will remember how excited I was because I thought of the when this first came out that they were bidding to get into Formula One as an 11th team. I was like, we could see the days of a Chevrolet, of a GM-powered vehicle versus maybe Red Bull going to Ford in 2026, depending on how that whole situation mm-hmm. plays out. We could potentially see the Ford-Chevrolet battle back in Formula One. Like, that would be so cool. And I do believe that that is part of why they don't want it. They don't want two major American brands to overshadow European brands. I really think that.
Probably. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised by it.
Yeah,
especially when you look into the fact that, I mean, look at how good Red Bull is doing right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
if you're immediately going to, if the switch in 26 puts a Ford engine in that car and he still does as good as he does. Mm-hmm. Or better.
Yeah, or better, yeah.
What, I mean, who's going to get the spotlight at that point?
Yeah, exactly.
It's still going to be Max, and it's still going to be Red Bull because Max Verstappen.
Because Max is really good, and Adrian Newey's a genius.
But,
I hear it again. Dad's phone, I swear. 21 minutes. I'm going to go get
rid of this. You're good.
I'll cut this out.
I might as well just leave it at this point.
Yeah. It's fine. It can be part of the blueprint.
Ah, there's a small block.
Ah, small block.
Actually, why is that small block over here? Because that's Jake's small block over there.
I don't have answers for
Jake,
that.
Why is there an extra small block? It's been cool. 1 minute since Jake left. I think he should.
He left at 21, like 20 on the clock.
He's gonna cut it, but he shouldn't. He should leave it because this is hilarious.
This is fine. This is just me and Jackson. This is the most anybody that watches this or listens to this is going to hear Jackson speak. No, I think it'll be okay. What did you just find? Oh, there he is.
Jet kit.
Hey,
jet
buddy.
Kit. A big jet kit. That's for Dominator.
There's now a.
They're big
there's
boys.
Now a. It's been a majority vote because uh-huh. it's 2-1 because you weren't here.
Okay.
You got to keep that whole.
I have
bit
to keep that
in.
Whole
yeah.
bit. Okay. We kept talking.
It's,
going,
it's
yeah.
like a minute.
Okay.
And a half. It's like a minute and a half. So
fine.
Yeah, keep
it's fine. I'll keep it. Doesn't bother me.
Why is there another small block though?
That's that is not a small block. That's a big block, homie.
Oh, is that the one out of the race car?
That's the one out of the race car.
Well, it looks so small with nothing on
with
it.
With nothing on it,
I've
yeah.
only ever seen it completely intact
yeah.
in the car.
No, yeah. So for those that can't see because the camera's pointing in the wrong direction,
it's covered up.
There is a big block, just the block and the crank sitting right behind your camera there. And that's going in our 1955 Chevrolet.
Because remember,
car.
Shift Points is filmed in a live
in an
garage.
Actual garage. That's why phones ring, air compressors turn on. It's off right now. I had to double check now that I say that. Yeah, so those that don't know, there are... behind the camera, there's a big block, a titanium bell housing, two welders, three floor jacks, two sets of jack stands, a small block, a drill press,
tons
and countless other things over here out of view. So
and over here, is it still there? Yeah, there's another small block.
I think that's a big block.
I thought that was a small block. No, the small block's over there in the floor.
There's a couple. There, that's my small block there for
yeah,
the truck.
On the stand.
There's a couple under the shelf over here, and then I think that's a big block, but I had to ask that. I can't
anybody
remember.
Needs
you ever lose track block? Of how many engines you have?
Yeah.
I do a
That's
similar,
why I just
I
said I think
thing.
It's a big block. Yeah. There's more other places, too, so. but it's cool. So, all right, let's, I mean, basically, I think it's ridiculous that the FIA would do this. I'm going to bring in a new story that I just love.
Ooh.
I read this earlier today. I have two.
I hope that there's at least one Australian was here for the minute 21 to 23 to just listen to me and Logan gibber for 2 minutes.
Yeah, all that gibbering we do. There's that one guy who always says, he's like, they always say they're not going to gibber, and then they gibber.
Welcome back, buddy.
We gibber for you.
We gibber for you. Tag that guy.
All right.
Here's the story.
This story came out on March 15th, so this was 4 days ago. Bentley Motorsports has partnered with a malt whiskey company named Macallan.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know this name? Because I
yeah,
didn't know this name.
Yeah.
Okay. So apparently a very big brand of whiskey. Mm-hmm. They're going to do a partnership together. Whiskey connoisseurs, I'm just reading a quick blip of the article here, will want to start saving to get their hands on a single malt whiskey from Bentley. I do not know the size. There's the decanter that it comes
Whoa.
In. So there's that's I don't know how
well,
many.
I heard a thing that Bentley
that's
did.
Wild.
They used some of the oak staves. That's pretty wild.
So yeah, that's
they used some of the oak staves in the in a percentage of cars.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. Is that where this came from?
I heard that. It could be satire.
Would you guys like to take a guess on the cost of this decanter of malt whiskey?
Probably $3,000.
Macallan's expensive in its own right. Partnering with Bentley, you said $3,000?
Yeah, $3,000.
Well, I'm going higher than that. Did it say anything about, like, age?
I don't know. Not enough for me to. Because
I mean, if they put like a 15 or something,
it
still looks expensive.
It doesn't say.
I'm willing to bet like $5,000 or $6,000.
Yeah. All right, so you said three, and you said five or six.
Yeah.
Let's up those numbers.
Oh,
$51,274 for one bottle of this malt whiskey.
Why?
Why? It's a car. You're paying a car. I just blew Logan's mind. This is exactly what I was hoping it would do.
Why?
$51,000. I know. I'm sorry.
Why?
I don't know.
Is it the size of the compressor?
The picture. It's a decanter. It's probably.
I'm imagining it's
like
a fifth.
Okay. It's probably a fifth, or at the absolute most, a half gallon.
My God.
No way.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think that was that much.
You can buy Macallan.
Are they making one of them? I mean, good God.
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know the number of
how
many there is.
That's a quarter of a Bentley.
It's insane. Yeah. Showcasing our creative vision and concept design of the Macallan Horizon, which is among the most unique projects we have embarked on in our 200-year history. Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys, if you guys are interested, go ahead and give them a call. Get yours on pre-order. That's a pretty trick deal. There's some more pictures of the decanter.
You can send Logan a bottle of that
check
if you
that
want
out.
To.
Yeah, if you guys are.
He'll tell you if it's any good.
Yeah, I will
Isn't
not
that cool?
Save it.
Decanter?
That is actually really cool.
Yeah, it's really super cool.
I won't save it. I won't collect it. I will be drinking it if you send it out to me. We're going to be setting up a GoFundMe after this so that you can have shift points. We'll make the centerpiece of the table.
We'll just have a centerpiece of this $51,000 bottle of malt whiskey.
One episode, it's sitting here shining in all its glory. The next episode, it's empty.
It's empty. So that was the first story that just absolutely blew my mind. I have two more stories. Since Jackson didn't do his homework and he's fired,
I contributed. I'm not getting paid.
You did talk about the Cybertruck.
Can't get fired if you're not getting paid.
I can fire myself anytime. All right. So this is a lady in Nebraska. She has been arrested for scamming over 7,000 gallons of gas.
There's like a hack that
she found a cheat code to the gas station, basically. And it was, let's see here, patch the system. I had it pulled up here. I wanted to read this specifically. During the investigation, found that somebody was exploiting a glitch in the recent software update that enabled customer rewards cards to be managed at the pump. When you put it in demo mode, you could pump as much gas as you wanted, and it wouldn't charge you for it. This lady is getting charged for this, and it's no one's fault but the gas station.
Yeah,
so why
is
she?
Grand theft. She's getting charged with grand theft.
I don't understand this. I mean, it's their fault. They screwed up on this.
I understand it.
Do you? Because you would have done it. Don't lie that you wouldn't have.
That's
if
what
you
I'm
found
saying.
A gas pump cheat code,
this,
you would have used
I'm saying
it.
I understand from her side why
oh,
she did it.
Oh, yeah. I was talking
Absolutely.
About being charged for it.
I understand that too. I used to work in law enforcement. But
I didn't say it was like not right that she was being charged for it, but
last month where I drove the truck for 3 weeks while that was in the shop,
mm-hmm.
I got gas 6 times. Mm. It cost me $74 each time.
Yep.
Do the quick math on that. Those at home, ow.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. That's why we need to figure out why your 5.3 is getting 8 miles to the gallon when it should not be getting 8
well,
miles
I mean,
to the gallon.
It costs $75 to fill that up, too. It's a 27-gallon tank.
Yeah.
What do you think the MPG is on the Focus?
Oh, I have no idea.
I did
idea.
The math on this the other day. It's horrendous.
What, 12?
Yeah, good job.
All right.
Awful.
That was going to be 100%. That was just a complete guess.
Yeah, it's like 12.6.
At least 12.6. It's a small
6.
Tank.
Awful.
How many gallons in the Focus?
It's a 16-gallon tank.
16-gallon tank.
I hold that 11. Bigger, I hold 11 more than you.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty big tank for that little
Awful.
Car. Yeah.
Awful.
12
Sucks.
Miles a gallon. You get 9 or whatever it is.
In the truck, it's 9 and 10. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even do the fuel mileage on my truck anymore. There's no reason.
Durango gets 18-ish, usually 16 to 18 around here.
Just to put a dollar figure with this story real quick,
it's like 100 grand.
Yeah, I want to say
it's 7,000 gallons. Is that what you said?
Totaling more than $27,800 between November 2022 and June 2023.
Wow. That's why. That's why the gas is cheap then.
Yeah, yeah. So that was
$1 million now.
So the last story that I want to bring up before we dive into any sort of the racing stuff that's been going on, I'm thinking about switching from American Airlines to Delta when I travel.
Okay.
Do you have to drive a Ferrari when you land?
No. Oh. It's a Porsche.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Okay. I've seen this story.
So Delta is using – but I'm definitely not going to qualify because I'm going to give you guys the listings of the qualifications.
Oh,
okay, so Delta is using a Porsche 911 GT3 RS to help flyers make their tight connections. So if you land in this airport and you're luckily chosen, you can get in this Porsche and then drive to another terminal inside the airport.
Oh, you get to drive it. You don't get to drive it.
Yeah, that's what I understand. Yeah, so let's look at the guidelines on
some tight layover flights.
These are the requirements. Passengers will be chosen at random. They are suspected to be traveling alone, so you have to be by yourself. If you That's have fine. A two-person ticket, you can't be that. So traveling alone. You must have a modest carry-on baggage, so just a suitcase, basically. I mean, a briefcase.
You've seen me live for a week out of a book bag, so okay. That's fine.
Wait, hold on, but I'm about to get to the thing that eliminates me and you, and Logan can still drive it, is possessing the appropriate stature.
I can start running.
That's the appropriate stature.
I can start running.
Basically, and we think you can fit.
That's hilarious.
I can fit.
That's the best wording of saying if you're
possessing
fat, you can't drive this car.
The appropriate stature.
I fight. I'll fight the person denying me that.
Well, you won't even know because it would be random selection. You wouldn't even know that you had not been chosen.
Yeah, I would.
Possessing the appropriate stature.
All right. I don't. Okay.
Can that be our new show tagline? Shift points. We possess the appropriate stature.
Sure. Oh, God. That's goofy.
So, yeah. So, if you guys want to fly in Delta Airlines and you have some tight connections, make sure you check out Delta Airlines there.
I've got one more thing I want to bring up. And it's
Please.
About it's a number and then a vehicle.
Okay.
Okay. And it's about Jake's favorite automotive brand.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So, recent developments.
What is my favorite automotive brand?
Recent developments out of
Ford.
You're wrong. Jeep.
Jeep. Oh, that is definitely my favorite automotive brand.
Do you dislike Jeep more than Ford? Or?
Yeah, because I own a Ford, so I can't hate it as much as I hate a Jeep.
I don't know if you guys have seen the new the final edition Wrangler that they've put out.
I saw the article, but I didn't get to read it.
I didn't know they were doing away with the Wrangler.
Yep. It has the V8 from the SRT line. It's gonna be one of the last vehicles.
The 392.
Yeah, 392.
Okay.
But because it's the final edition, it is in the absolute top of the top, best of the best trim possible.
Okay.
And if you look back, you could have gotten the 392, which was the top of the top, best of the best, for like 80 grand.
Okay.
They're asking $115,000.
Supply and demand,
for
baby.
A final edition Wrangler.
Right.
But
$35,000 more.
After that, they announced what I believe is going to be the follow-up to the Wrangler, and it is horrendous. Okay.
Oh boy.
I want you to do me a favor.
Okay.
I want you to look up the 2024 Jeep Recon EV.
Oh, I already love the name.
Oh, it's definitely cool.
Oh, dude,
it's definitely
bad.
Cool.
It's terrible.
It's for sure cool.
I think this thing is ugly.
Let me see it. It's gonna be cool.
Jeep Recon. I mean, it looks like that EV Hummer thing that they're doing.
It looks like
it's exactly the same body style as that EV Hummer thing.
To me, it looks like you took a Jeep Renegade
and an LR4
and a and a Bronco Sport.
Yeah, that's true.
And made a baby.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with that.
It has, based off of what recent testing of their concept stuff is, it has worse approach and departure angle than the Wrangler. It has worse breakover than the Wrangler. It has worse clearance than the Wrangler.
It weighs 3,000
extra
pounds.
It weighs so much. Oh, yeah.
Because the entire bottom of it's a battery pack.
Right.
So what's the point?
know, you're saving the planet.
Yeah, but have you seen a lithium mine?
Have you seen the lithium mines?
What? No, we can't talk about those.
I just thought that was... And then they're coming out with another Grand Wagoneer S, which looks like Jeep's looks like trying to make slightly, a Range Rover smaller. Sport. Just, yeah.
The whole, like, Suburbans, Explorers, the Wagoneers, they all look the same. It's all exactly the same. They've got just a... It's like NASCAR. NASCAR, the NASCAR branding has flowed into the actual design process of actual cars. All of them are the same, but they have a different grill.
Pretty much.
That's how
NASCAR's
it is.
Well, NASCAR's got the new Dark Horse Mustangs in the Cup Series this year, and they look...
Wicked.
Pretty... They look
I think
pretty
they look
neat.
Pretty
yeah.
wicked.
Pretty sick.
Yeah, there's yeah. A, I was going to try to hate on them, but you really can't.
No, they look cool. Wicked. The only thing that I don't like about the Dark Horse is whoever in marketing decided to make the grill black and then the horse just, like, silver. Because it just looks like they have a black grill. Because it's not like a light silver. It's like a dark, like gunmetal silver. Mm-hmm. You can't see it. When they pull into the, like wherever they have been blazing fast and qualifying this year, every time they pull in to like do the pictures, it's just a black grill.
Yep.
And I'm like, could just add a little brightness to that horse so we can actually know that it's a Mustang. I mean, maybe you don't want to. I don't know. If I was them, I would.
Pull the body off. It's going to look the same as the Chevrolet beside it.
It is.
Oh, it is. I mean, 100%. That's what I'm saying. You just pull the front end. The front grill out, and they're the same. That's the only problem.
I've got some more stuff to talk about, but we'll save that for next episode.
Yeah, we'll do it
next
time.
We'll keep dragging it on.
Let's dive into a little bit of racing here. I want to talk about it. So if you guys are still with us, the first Southeast Super Truck race for Eugene is on April the 13th. So they're going to be down at Anderson Motor Speedway. Unless something crazy happens, I'll be there. We'll be spotting with him. Eugene's is racing out of a different shop this year, so he's not racing out of Mitch's. Mitch decided to sell out over the off season. He's up there with Tony Williams and his son Cameron. You know Tony, we parked beside him all last season. Eugene had become pretty good, pretty close to Tony, and man, they're just awesome people. And so racing out of Tony's shop, or he is racing out of Tony's shop this year. So it'll be interesting. Kind of, I think that. They're going to help each other. I'm excited about this season. I think it's going to be we're going to have a lot of good momentum, I think. So I'm hoping to come out of the gate and win one right off the bat. That would be super cool.
That'd
so we'll talk about that whenever that comes along. So just a little bit of stuff that's like kind of in the pipeline coming down this way. And then the other thing I want to talk about right here while I'm with you guys is the Southeast Gassers are racing this weekend. They're down in Brainerd, Georgia. It's Brainerd Motorsports Park. They're going to be there on March the 22nd and 23rd. So if you're listening to this, which you hopefully are.
I hope.
definitely, if you're in the area, you need to go see this. There's been a lot of changes for the good over there. Seems to be a lot of changes going on. I think they're going to have some really good racing, and they're expecting a big crowd. So definitely go out and support those guys because we were in here with Randy yesterday, so we got that put up this morning. That's been fun.
I saw Randy today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What was he saying?
He came in. He said, you should slide that a little bit to the left. It's going to be in the way. I was like, get out of here, Randy. I'm off in 15 minutes. I'm done with this.
Like Randy, it's fun having him on here. So definitely go support those guys. We'll try and make it to a race sometime this year. Just have to see what all goes on. Got a lot happening here at Shift Points, which is pretty cool. Big projects, trying to get the 55 back to the racetrack. As you guys know, if you guys have not, if you found us because of the podcast, check out the rest of our channel. We're building Dad's car that's been here in hibernation for 30 years. Going to try and go fours in the 8th. That's going to be pretty fun, I think. So we've been making a little progress on that. So check all that stuff out to plug ourselves. And then also, if I can interject here just for a second, if you hit that subscribe button, it does really help us. We do this because we enjoy it and we like being with each other, but we're also going through the effort to record it and have all this equipment and everything. So if you subscribe, you put us out in front of more people, and that helps us out a whole bunch. And hopefully, the more people that watch it, the more people that will want to see it. So yeah. Anyway, so that's my little plug in the middle here. So let's dive into it. So NASCAR has had a few races this season. How many of you got to watch? Any?
Bits and pieces.
Bits and pieces,
here and there,
highlights and things like that.
Stuff,
you?
Yeah.
Same. I mean, it's been an interesting season so far to like dive into it just a little. We've had 4 or 5 races at this point, and we've had 5 different winners. So that's so the playoffs are already starting to kind of get tight. Basically, if you look at it, roughly a third of the spots are full. We let 16 in, and we've got 5 winners in 5 races.
Yep.
things could get tight. You might have to win more than one race this year to be a sure in. And we talk about this almost every year. You know, usually there's two, three, maybe four spots that are points that you can point your way in. I don't know if that's going to happen this year. If kind of what went on at Bristol happened this past weekend, it was a bit of a tire chaos. Did you guys see this?
Yeah.
They were basically at 50 laps. The tires were corroded. There's not a real clear understanding of what happened. It was the same tire they ran here last year. Either the track was cooler, the track didn't take the rubber like they expected. It was basically just grating the tires, and it was killing the tires 50 laps. But it was one of the best like racing deals you've ever seen, or you've seen in a lot of years in NASCAR, because these guys actually had to manage. They weren't able to just come out of the corner and flat-foot it, drive up off the corner. I think we maybe had a little too much tire wear because I think we need to be able to go more than 50 laps at Bristol. But man, I'm all for it. Make those tires wear out. Me and Dad were talking about it. We were laughing. I was like, that's racing. And you talk about it when we go with Eugene and them, we're saving tires. I mean, I'm giving Eugene lap counts because he needs to know when he can go because he's saving. And that's what NASCAR was based off of, is short track racing like we do when we're with the Southeast Super Truck. So I'm all for it. Make it more like Saturday night short track racing, you know. So that was a bit of an interesting deal in Bristol. Anything interesting? So you tell me about. So we were talking about the Dark Horse Mustang. Tell me what you think about the Camry, baby. You got the new Camry out there, new body style.
Camry's fine.
Is it fine? Camry's I don't like fine. It. I don't like it. It looks
it's
weird.
Whatever to me, honestly.
Yeah, the actual car looks great. Pretty good, but.
It doesn't look great. It doesn't look bad to me.
Like, yeah, it's fine. It depends on the paint scheme.
Extraordinarily mid to me.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a very like modern word
to
use.
And like not even podcast. I mean, just honest. Youngest one here.
Mid. Yeah, that's true.
But
lit fam.
Oh god. But just to really put it in a way that's not bashing it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not going to sit here and, you know, bow down.
Right, of course.
I mean, it doesn't look great. It doesn't look terrible. It's another Toyota out there to me.
Right.
I mean, they could have done a lot worse with it.
Oh, sure.
And I agree. It does depend on the paint scheme.
It does. I don't know what it is. There's something about the front end, and there's like a section on the Camrys that they either color because they wrap them, so they add color to, or they don't. And I can't remember which one it is. I'd have to see the car. I'd have to see like a paint scheme. But if there's color on it, it's weird. But if there isn't, if it's black, it's fine. Yeah. And I have to look and see. I don't have a specific example in front of me. But yeah, that was my biggest gripe about the Camry, is it looks very bubblish. It's weird. But the Dark Horse Mustang is very sharp. Like the headlights, it's very sharp. I don't know. It's
just
interesting.
Just like the real life car.
Yeah, exactly.
Looks great.
Is that next up? We getting rid of the Focus and get a Dark Horse Mustang?
I would die if that actually was able to happen. Let me say that.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought you were saying that you would, like, crash it.
Probably.
Oh, okay. Probably do that as well.
Now, if they weren't $70,000, sure.
Is that how much they are?
Oh my God, goodness. Dude. Yeah, they're up there. Yeah.
I saw one of those new Mustangs in Weaville the other day. One of the brand new ones. They're pretty slick.
They look good.
Ford's doubling down. They're saying that they don't care to be the only V8 muscle car out there. That they're sticking with the Mustang, and it's going to keep having a V8. Whatever. Good. Good for them. That's what they want to do.
Got another. You know what? We'll deal with this later. We'll keep racing right now.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically the biggest thing is NASCAR is doing its thing.
Want to talk about Suarez
and that Atlanta finish?
Lightning McQueen finish?
Yeah, that was pretty wild. So that is, I think that finish, I wish it hadn't happened so early in the season because I think it spoiled a lot of people. if you didn't see it, go check it out. This was the Atlanta Motor Speedway finish.
I didn't see it.
If you've seen Cars, the first one, and you watched the first beginning of the beginning of the movie.
Drifting?
Mm-mm. No, it's like
when Lightning McQueen, Chick, and the King finish the first race. That's exactly how it looked in Atlanta.
And it's like, you know, like the King and Chick are here, and then like Lightning McQueen sticks out his tongue, you know, and it's a three-way tie. It literally looks exactly like it's Ryan Blaney. Daniel's at the top, and then Kyle Busch is in the middle, and Kyle is just a little bit further back from these guys, and it was three thousandths of a second difference between Suarez, who won the race, and Blaney in second.
It's the closest finish in NASCAR's history.
No, second closest? No. It's not the closest. The closest is that Ricky Crave and Kurt Busch one from Darlington.
Oh, yeah.
That's the closest, but it was like in the top five of closest finishes. It was pretty cool.
Insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah, it was.
But
it
I
was
agree, it happened way too early.
Yeah, I was like, I just hope it doesn't spoil the rest of the season.
Way too early.
If everybody's like, because they came off this NASCAR Netflix deal. And then so we had new people watching most likely, and so then they have this incredible finish, and you're like, boy,
then
we go to Vegas, which was a pretty good race, but then we go to Phoenix and it was terrible, and I was like, oh no, please.
Only race I've called right so far.
What? Oh, I'm winning. Yeah. Like your calls. Yeah. I don't even know where anyone is on that. We've been doing our picks in the background in our group chat since the season started. But yeah, so yeah, NASCAR's doing its thing.
I'm just throwing stuff at the wall to see what sticks.
The names for your picks.
Yeah, there's no science
behind
it this year. No,
last year I always went with my gut, and it was never right.
See, he uses no method. You go with your gut feeling. I look at the betting odds, and that's when I'm like, ah, you know what? Sure,
that's
fair.
That's a good reference.
But
to go
I won't.
Off of.
I'll never pick top guy. I'll go like fifth or sixth in the line. Yeah, that's where I got Bell from, and that's how I pulled that.
Yeah,
out.
Bell. And sure, he had a rocket ship out there. He had a rocket ship at Phoenix. It was he had a really, really, really good car. So let's I want just one more thing, because I know we have some fans here that have joined us because of one certain man, and his name is Shane Van Gisbergen, and he has showed his head a lot lately here in the U.S. He is running a full season in the Xfinity Series, select races in the Cup Series, and select races in the Truck Series, and this dude is really doing super well. I mean, I don't think anyone is like the most surprised by that. But like he's had some very like his he's working on getting his racing figured out on the ovals as far as just like how to manage a whole race, but like luck or whatever you want to call it, the dude has had multiple top 10 finishes, had a top 3 at Atlanta, which a lot of people ran out of gas, so that was part of it, but he was still there. So I mean, like top 3 in Atlanta, he's had multiple top 10s on top of that. It's looking pretty good for old SVG.
Dude can drive.
He can drive. And clearly, he has a good enough head on his shoulders that he doesn't do stupid stuff and get himself in trouble, usually. I saw him at Vegas qualifying. I haven't got to watch all the qualifying, but yeah, I think he's going to be all right. I think he's going to be good. That deal at Trackhouse is going to be interesting to see. There's a lot of with Suarez, Chastain, SVG there now, and then Zane Smith all kind of racing for basically two full rides in the Cup Series right now. There's going to be some major competition this year on those guys, and Zane hasn't had a good run, but Shane is really doing well in the Xfinity Series, so shout out to him, because I like to see it, because he seems like a really cool dude. He's just like a super level-headed guy. We want to talk about Formula One real quick.
Max,
congratulations, Max Verstappen, on your 2024 World Championship, four-time World Champion.
Congratulations to Red Bull on your 2024 Constructors Championship.
Congratulations to Max again for your Drivers' Championship this year.
Yeah, exactly. This is, the story.
And congratulations to Adrian
Newey.
Newey for crafting such a marvelous vehicle after Mercedes failed to.
Yeah, he's like, I've seen all the memes of him like staring at the Mercedes on the grid, and he's like, I can fix her. And I was like, yeah, that's very true.
I mean, it's really funny to talk about, but at the same time, I mean, what else can you really say about F1 right now? The best racing happens from second on. I mean Max
That's how it's been the past two seasons, really. Max is just racing on another level. I mean, just period, racing on another level.
I just really like the real life clips that people are starting to do at like the finish line.
And then you wait for 20
it's
seconds.
It's so long, and it is really crazy. Those videos like that, the videos like that, the ones of people actually at the track, like on TV, you're like, oh, yeah, he's ahead by 20 seconds, okay. But then when you see that in person, like a video of what that...
20 seconds is so long.
It's a long... Race, it's I mean, 20 so seconds, long, that's... Bro. I mean, you're looking at like a third of a lap at some places. You know, like at Jeddah, he wasn't that far ahead of Jeddah, but...
it was like 16, I think, was, what he finished with. That's still a...
I think Jeddah was like 9, but was still, it, like
what
it was
16?
I think that was at Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
It was 23 at Jeddah, and then, or maybe Jeddah.
Bahrain.
Yes, Bahrain was the first race. 23 there. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. What do you say? I mean, you can't begrudge them for being like super good. But man, they're really stinking up the show.
But
if Bill France was running the Formula One right now, he would have a sit down and say, "You guys are stinking up my show."
Just remember, they do not craft that car to Max and his driving style.
I mean,
it is the exact same car. that every other person that drives for Red Bull gets to drive. And that's obvious when Red Bull's in second place, 23 seconds behind Max.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that, I mean, I don't, they do craft it to him. I mean, it's clear. Well,
they said they didn't.
I mean, okay, maybe they don't. Okay, maybe they give him the same car. Maybe they don't craft it to Max, but Max is the only one that can drive it, so call that what you will. I mean, and Sergio is a decent enough driver, but you're just not going to race. You're just not going to outrace Max. It's just not going to happen. He's, I don't know, the dude's like, I think he's an alien.
I feel like if you're, from an engineering standpoint, if you're saying that you're not crafting your car to your driver, then you're just, I mean, across the board, forget the fact that we're talking about Red Bull. If you're trying to convince somebody that you're not crafting this car for your driver, you're lying,
yeah,
straight up. Because, I mean, you have to listen to what the drivers say about how the cars are reacting. But I get what they're trying to say with that. They're, you know, unfair for Serge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Serge. Okay. What are you gonna do about him being as good as he is? Are you gonna tell Max to step off the gas pedal? No, you're gonna keep him in first place. You're gonna keep raking.
No, you're
the
gonna
money.
Tell Sergio, hey, pick it up and figure out how to make sure
all
this
I know
car finishes
Oracle
second.
Oracle Lighting's real glad they have two cars that they can put their name on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They don't show Max on TV.
That's what I just heard. I saw like it was one of the kind of like a the Daily Babylon kind of like style satire articles, and it said it was like Oracle is mad, or the sponsorships at Red Bull are mad about them never showing Max on television. They're rethinking their sponsorship opportunities.
They just sponsor half the team. Max, yeah. It just says Max and just a nothing but carbon fiber blacked out F1 car.
You mean just like all the other cars?
A little Red Bull sticker on it. Yeah.
Gorgeous. I'd love to see it. Give the man a Batmobile. Okay.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
But
yeah,
I mean,
so I don't know.
Not else we can really talk
not
about
really.
That one.
Yeah, there's not really.
I mean, we can talk about the Saudi track that's getting built.
That's true.
I mean,
yeah, so they did announce a new track being built in Saudi Arabia. It looks like Rainbow Road from Mario Kart.
So cool, but I really hope that they get it like
The Saudis have the money. They'll make it right.
I mean, they're going to build it right. I mean, I just hope they don't get anybody hurt.
21-story turn one, right?
Yeah, turn one. So they're
Max
gonna,
hits
it like
full
this.
Speed and takes off flight into the...
AGD's like, I built an airplane.
He's got DRS.
He goes back to his home planet. Ah,
makes
sense.
Right. Makes sense. Adrian's like, I've been trying to build him a spaceship to get him home. Dude's an alien.
And no, but it looks really cool. And I think if everything goes off without a hitch with that, that should fine. Be, I mean.
If they can pull off Vegas, they can pull this off. If they can build a track, it's going to be its own, like, actual built track. They can pull it off. You
know
what I mean?
That a lot of people don't like, they didn't like what Vegas was because they said it was a whole lot of, more of a show than, you know, than a race. But I think if they're really trying to pull in a lot more people who watch,
that
they need
cool.
to add some stuff with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, how do you get kids involved? You build Rainbow Road.
Yeah.
And
ooh,
you
look,
say,
shiny.
Look, there's Mario Kart.
Keys.
Yeah. It looks like Mario Kart on television, and they're racing real cars on it.
But it's a really cool concept, and I can't wait for that to actually get built and actually see
we'll
know,
see.
People racing.
It'll be very interesting. Yeah, it's I don't know.
They said, 27?
Is that what it was? I didn't see the year.
Did
I wasn't
you?
Sure.
No. Added to all of Saudi Arabia's projects.
Yeah. Like you true. Said, they've got the money to do it. So.
Well, I think that's really cool, yeah.
Yeah. So, but anyway, all right, if you guys are good, I think I'm just going to we'll wrap it up here this week. Oh, the last thing, it's something new we wanted to do here. I wanted to kind of take us out each week. I'm doing a little bit of automotive history. Jackson found this really cool website that kind of gives us some dates that are some things that happened on specific dates, and today is March 19th. So I do have it pulled up. I'll probably end up doing two. So it's on this day in automotive history.
I got something too after this. So I forgot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead. You can go ahead.
No, it's a trivia question. I was going to end that with.
Oh, okay.
You brought that
cool.
up.
Cool. Yeah. So anyway, this is. Wow, where's the story at?
Scroll for a minute sometimes.
There was one. Oh, right here. So on this day in automotive history, 163 years ago, which is 1861, March 19th, Jean Joseph Etienne Lenoir has issued the patent for his air engine. This was the beginning steps of what would eventually become the internal combustion engine and the whole reason why we're sitting here today. So thank you, Jean-Pierre, whatever your name was. Thank you so much. 163
Sorry
years
for
ago.
Sorry for butchering your name, but thank you.
Also, you've been dead for like 100 and some years, so
yeah.
I don't think
and
you're upset about
this
it.
Great, great, great grandson watches. He's like, you're welcome.
All right, give me some trivia.
I love that. Okay, so I have the information behind this, but true or false, Koenigsegg is currently banned from testing cars at the Nürburgring.
Yes.
True. I would say it's true.
It is true.
No, it's not. That's false.
I have no
they
idea.
Haven't really? Tested. No, true. Yeah, no, like they're not.
I was
banned
always told they
it.
Were banned.
No, they're not banned okay. from it. What the reason why you don't see Koenigseggs on the Nürburgring is you remember when they crashed the 1-to-1?
Yeah.
After that cost them all the money they did, they were getting ready to bring it back and do like final testing for that. But when the new speed regulations were put in on the course, they realized that because of those, the actual fastest lap testing was pointless. So they said, you will never see us here again.
So they put certain speed limits on certain parts of the track?
Yes.
You can't exceed a certain... Oh, yes.
You get too much air and you take off.
Yeah, like right.
That's why you've seen the cars mm-hmm. do the... Yeah.
Yeah.
So once Koenigsegg was told, no, you cannot go that fast, they said, okay, bye. So they essentially... They're not banned... But they banned themselves.
They physically can't. Yeah, well, they just can't
isn't
do it.
The new Jesco has the fastest 0 to 200 back to zero mm-hmm. like ever.
Is I don't know. I don't know.
It's
you guys insanity. Are gonna have to tell me about hypercars, man.
28 seconds.
I live yeah. in small blocks and big
zero
block
to
Fords.
200 back to zero.
How fast? 28 seconds. No way. That cannot
sure.
be
I'm pretty
right.
sure it was in. It was in like a 45-second video. The guy like put his helmet on like.
If that's true, that's insane.
I will show you the video after this.
Okay. I mean, we can. I'll share that
video. No one's still
video.
Here to tell Logan he's an idiot.
Yeah, that's
so.
True.
Hooray.
You never know. Diana's listening still, probably.
Anybody who's watching that feels the need to tell me that I'm wrong, please do so.
In the comments.
I will
you click
argue
subscribe.
Amicably.
All right, guys. I hope you guys have enjoyed the new format a little bit. Not just talking about racing. We're going to try and bring new stories in every week, and I have... genuinely enjoyed this today, guys, yeah. by the way.
And I will admit that the racing part of it was a bit short because not a lot
yeah,
of
I mean,
stuff
oh, we talked
been,
about, we
fair.
Talked about that.
Yeah.
You guys wouldn't know this. We talked about that. We're trying to make it more, a little more podcasty, a little less recappy.
Yeah. I don't want it to just be a race recap. I didn't want, I mean, there's people that actually work in that industry that make podcasts that have way more insight than three goofballs.
No, that's
like
what I was
do.
About to get at. This is about to be, you're going to see a lot more personality from everybody
and that's
come
what
out
I,
here.
That's exactly what I
and
want.
I'm with you. Yeah. I'm excited. This
I,
is going to
And like
be
I said, this is, I think we had good energy today, and I hope you guys agree, and we'll be back next week when we, I don't know, when we make
sure. Jake can complain about electric cars some more?
Yeah.
Hey, I think I did pretty well. I'm not complaining too bad about electric cars. All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Thanks for joining.